Pierre, I'd like to nominate Honourable Mitchell.
Thank you. Any
Chairperson, thank you. Can I just clarify that if we provide the committee with an indication that Member Nkondlo will be for this meeting a member of the committee as opposed to alternate, would it then be in order for us to make a nomination for Member Nkondlo to chair?
On a point of order, because there was a proposal on the table, we haven't dealt with it. So, Honourable Dagmore, you'll get an opportunity to make a proposal after this one has been dealt with. Maybe you stopped in the middle of the process.
Just for procedurally, Member Nkondlo cannot stand in as an alternate because Member Mvimbi is standing in his position as the full member. So Member Nkondlo is an alternate to this committee.
Chair, I think Member Mitchell, thank you for that, has made a proposal. I'm not sure if there was a seconder, but I also have another proposal to make. I'm not sure if you're going to ask for a seconder first.
I second the proposal by Honourable Wiener.
Yes, I would like to propose Member Mvimbi to chair.
Yes. Yes. So there will only be, the permanent members may, there's a second proposal on the table, so is there any seconder?
I second Member Mvimbi's nomination.
But that doesn't, sorry.
On a point of procedure, firstly, is Honourable Dagmore a full member of this committee? You can't be a proposal if you don't have a voting right.
Chairperson, can you clarify, because on this attendance register, it indicates that Member Bartman is the chair, she's not here. Member McKenzie is a member, he's not here. Member Philander is not here.
Okay, so we received an apology from both the chairperson as well as Member McKenzie, and Member Wenger and Member Mitchell will be standing as full members for these members. So they hold the power to those full members, if all members understand that.
Has that been communicated in writing?
That is the rules of the committees, and it's always been. Oh, the apologies. I've received an apology from Ms. Bartman.
I verbally conveyed Honourable McKenzie's apology this morning to the presiding officer.
Chair, please run the meeting through us, because people can't just switch on mics and speak.
Okay. Okay, members, we have two proposals on the table.
Chairperson, I'm still on the floor.
Sorry, Member
Nkondlo. Yes. Chair, I would have thought that as you had communicated the apology of the formal chair, you would have also communicated exactly that confirmation of the two alternates as full members in this committee. I'm sure procedure does allow so that there's no assumption, because now, you know, members are just speaking from their own information, which is not fair in a multi-party committee.
Okay, members, I note the concern, and yeah, I will do that in the future. Apologies for my oversight. So, members, going forward, we have two proposals. We had the one proposal, and it was proposed that Member Wenger proposed that Member Dalen stand in as the chairperson, and there was a second. And then we had a second proposal from Member Dagmore, Member Mvimbi to be the chairperson, and we're asking for a second. So Member Mitchell, you are.
Can I check?
Sorry. Party Chair.
Who is the seconder of Member Mitchell?
Member America.
Is Member America a full member of the committee?
Sorry.
Good afternoon. Just sorry for the few seconds in delay. I am a full member. I am here, Member Dagmore, and I wish to second the nomination of Member Mitchell.
But there was a question to the chair. Why are people and why do we bully procedure when you can? Member Philand. Social distance, please, ma'am.
Have I not been elected?
Why are you bully procedure when you want? Interesting.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. Just for the record, my name is Dalen Mitchell. Maybe if you can just introduce yourself for the record.
My name is Mireille Wenger. I'm standing in for Honourable Mackenzie.
Good day, Wendy Philander.
Member Dagmore, standing in for Honourable Member Smith as an alternate.
Gillian Bosman. Vikaswana Vespasa, an alternate member. Rulama Mfimbi, member.
Derek America, alternate member.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you very much.
Michael Jimasoko, alternate member.
Sorry, my apologies.
Soran Portal.
Regan Helen.
Thank you very much. Members, we've received an apology from Honourable Bosman and Honourable Mackenzie. Are there any other apologies? Okay, if not, members, we... Yeah, I said that.
Chairperson? Sorry, just obviously the apology for Member Smith as an alternate. That
we'll,
could
we'll
be
make
noted.
Sure that that apology is noted.
And noted. That I'm standing in. Chairperson, I think the Honourable Member is raising an interesting issue. That's what I raised in the beginning stages when that when one indicates that you are standing in for another member, such as Member Wenger has done and I have done now, is that then regarded as sufficient to then take up your role either as an alternate or a full member, or does one actually require a formal communication in writing to the committee indicating that a certain permanent member will be replaced by another member? And then just to clarify whether those people standing in for permanent members have actually obtained written communication from their respective chief whips or not.
I don't think that there's anything in the rules that that stipulates how you need to convey an apology, but I'll ask the procedural officer to provide guidance at the next meeting. In the interest of moving forward, members, I'm now moving to point two of the agenda. Is that a point of order?
Yes, Chair. No, in the interest of us being considerate, because I don't think as the committee we should deal with things haphazardly. We should deal with them procedurally. And procedural is, has got something to do with procedure, with practice. In practice, it's been said a number of times, I've seen it in many committees, when members want to vote, if they don't have a letter in writing or the procedural officer has not received anything in writing, that is, most of the members used to be dismissed as if they are, if they don't have any written something. Now, I don't know whether we are going to change practice, and I don't think that's how we should actually be flouting procedures. If we are procedural, we cannot change things as we go along. We must be consistent in the application and in the implementation of procedures. There have been many instances whereby when members raise and say that I'm an alternate and I'm representing so and so, then it should be said that you must do it in writing so that even the procedural officer has been informed that so and so is going to come. Now it looks like we are deviating from that practice.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Mvimbi. I note your comment. I'm guided by the standing rules of this parliament. There's no stipulation in the standing rules that makes a determination on that. I would suggest that with the review of the rules that's currently in front of the Rules Committee, the subcommittee, you make that proposal. And with that, members, I'm going to move on to item number 2 of the agenda.
Okay. Allow us, because I'm assuming the meeting is not yours, it's of the members. So allow us so that
you determine the agenda.
It is okay, but we are here. We are
the
here not at your benevolence.
As per the rules.
We are not here at your benevolence.
Okay, Honourable Mkhondo,
you are assisting us. You are assisting us to arrive at a consensus in a meeting. So
okay.
Please
okay.
Do
okay.
Not
okay.
Bully
okay.
Us. You are not going to bully me to speak. You are just going to come down, and you are going to allow yourself to listen to me as a member in this committee, because
okay.
I am not
can
asking
you,
permission.
Can you
from
please
you.
Raise
no,
your,
you are not
going to
tell
point.
Me what to say when. No, you are not going to do that. So I'm going back to my point. Don't be a bully as a chair, first. Let me record that point, myself as a member in this committee.
Okay.
Number 2, if you are saying the matter that was raised by Member Mvimbi is actually not prescribed, I'm seeking guidance from you as a chair based on the rules that any particular practice where such a requirement of a formal written procedure would have been unprocedural. Can you just give me guidance, then we can move on the matter. I'm just asking for clarity as a member in the committee.
Honourable Chiefer.
Thank you, Chair. The practice over the last 6 years that I've been a member here has been that sometimes apology is tabled in writing and sometimes it is tabled verbally in the meeting. And we've proceeded so always. There's been no hard and fast rule that an apology needs to be tabled in writing or verbally. It's one or the other. We have a system where we have ATC'd permanent members of committees, and then we have ATC'd alternate members of committees. So how it functions is, if a permanent member of a committee is not available, an alternate member as ATC'd can stand in for that member and will have exactly the same rights in that committee as the permanent member. So as long as it is an alternate member that is duly ATC standing in for the permanent member, everything proceeds as normal. However, it is important to establish that those members that are standing in are duly ATC members, because all members can attend any standing committee, as is their right as members of this House. However, if they are not ATC, as either a permanent or an alternate member standing in for a permanent member, they do not have voting rights in the committee. So I hope with that input it might clarify some of the questions that the members had.
Thank you, members. Can we now move on to item number 2 on the agenda? Okay, members, we're doing the consideration and adoption of the draft committee report on the Western Cape Appropriation Bill B3 of 2020. Please note, B3 of 2020. From the second page onwards, and I'm dealing with it in accordance with the agenda. That's why we're starting with B3. From the second page onwards. So members, it is in vote order from 1 to 14, but I'll get to that now. So I'm tabling the committee report on each vote. So I'm tabling vote 1. the Standing Committee on the Premier and Constitutional Matters. Honourable Dagmar.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. I note that we are dealing, as you indicated, with item number 2, which is the committee reports. What I would like to ask is whether the minutes of these various votes are available to assist this committee as well, and I'll indicate the reason for this. For instance, on this particular day when the Department of the Premier's Standing Committee was meeting, we had been called to a multi-party committee, and then the Premier addressed us, and I requested the legislature officials that were there to convey my apology for not being able to attend the meeting. Now, obviously, there's nothing that I'm proposing anything to be done to change this particular resolution, because it is a resolution of the committee, but it would give some comfort if in this report, and I'm asking you as the chair, is if this committee could be provided with copies of the minutes of the various committees, because, for instance, in my situation, it would be comforting to have the minutes, which wouldn't be tabled because this the resolution, but the minutes which would reflect, for instance, an apology on my part. It's not just about the Premier, but it's also, and I also wanted to get clarity, is, and we have the Chief Whip here as well, that we have also in the past often tabled in the House not just the resolution, but the actual report of the committee, which would reflect the discussions. So what I'm basically asking the meeting is, would it be possible for us to get, at least in this meeting, to have sight for noting only the minutes of the meetings which took place to inform the resolutions that we are now discussing?
Thank you, Chair. As the chair of one of these committees, I can just confirm that the minutes of our meeting, up to obviously the last meeting, were adopted at our meeting, and those minutes are a matter of public record. So any member of this committee would like to see the minutes. All I can add to that is that the report that is currently in front of this committee, having been signed off by myself for the votes that I've been responsible for as the committee, this report has been adopted by the relevant committees as well. So if you want to see the minutes of the various committees, normally the minutes only serve before the committees. The committees adopt their own minutes, and that's a public record, and that should be available to you. But for this committee now to consider the minutes of another committee, I think would be out of order. Thank you.
Right, Honourable Winger.
Thank you, Chair. I'm sure that the committees would be able to circulate the minutes of these respective meetings hereafter. It would just be a question of requesting all the procedural officers to collate them and circulate them. I don't think there's any issue with that. With respect to the reports follow the format as per the prescribed style guide. Thank you. So if we can then consider the report as we see it before us, and I'm absolutely sure, I don't think there's any opposition or for the minutes of the various meetings to be circulated.
Honourable Dagmar.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. There was reference made earlier by yourself to a process of amending the rules. I would just like to have it minuted that that particular committee is informed by this committee of the need to, in those amendments, to discuss the issue of having in the budget process not only a resolution of the committee, but that the report, there should be consideration for whether the rules provide for the reports, the detailed report of committees, to be discussed. I think it's important because that was a practice that did exist in the legislature.
Okay, I'll capture that as a recommendation at the end of the meeting for to be placed in minutes. But we can discuss that at the end of this meeting. Okay. Members, I'm now going to table the individual reports per vote. The Standing Committee on Prim and Constitutional Matters on vote one. The committee recommended that it supports the vote. Parliamentary Oversight Committee on vote two. The committee reports that it supports the vote and that in accordance with Standing Rule 90 that the ANC expresses its right not to support the vote. Vote three, Finance, Economic Opportunities and Tourism, Provincial Treasury, reports that it supports the vote, and in terms of Standing Rule 90, the African National Congress expresses its minority view.
Can I just check, please?
Yes, Honourable Nkondo.
Apologies, I'm not taking you back. I'm just asking in relation to writing and standard in writing. If I look at vote two and the following, the subsequent ones, I see that there is the mention of the minority as a word in, but in this one there isn't, I think, on vote two. Does it matter, or it can, it's something that is not significant in terms of records?
I've been advised by the procedural officer that it's the committee's report as long as the standing rule is reflected. Honourable Wenger?
So if I understand that the way it's expressed is different between the two votes, that the, because it's two different views. In vote two, the minority view was to not support the vote, and in vote three, it was to not express a view on the vote. That makes sense? Basically
an abstention. Yeah. Okay. So they're expressing
the view to abstain, if that makes sense.
Check
vote four.
Okay, but we're not
at
vote four yet.
Oh,
all right. So I'm going to table again vote three, Provincial Treasury. The committee reports that it supports the vote. And in terms of Standing Rule 90, the ANC expresses its minority view to reserve its view for the House. I table vote 4, Community Safety, that the committee reports to that it supports the vote, and in accordance with Rule 90, the African National Congress expresses its minority view not to support the vote. And our table, vote 5, Education, the committee reports that it supports the vote, and in terms of Rule 90, the ANC expresses its minority view not to support the vote. Our table, vote 6, Health, the committee reports that it supports the vote, and in accordance with Standing Rule 90, the ANC expressed its minority view not to support the vote. At table vote 7, Social Development, reports that the committee reports that it supports the vote, and in terms of Rule 90, the ANC and Ultramar expressed their minority view not to support the vote. At table vote 8, Human Settlements, reports that the committee reports that it supports the vote. At table vote 9, Agriculture, Environmental Affairs and Development Planning. We're dealing with the Environmental Affairs and Development Planning in vote 9. The committee reports that it supports the vote.
Chair, could I just raise a matter on that? And it's very good that we have the chairperson here, because I'm sitting here with the minutes of the proceedings of vote 9, and the minutes here clearly reflect, it's recorded as the African National Congress abstained, okay? Now, in our discussion with our particular member in this regard, that member was exercising his right in regard to the particular rule 90. And I'm not sure if it was a question of a lack of understanding or incorrect reflection of the minute, but the members specifically had requested us to to raise that their abstention was in terms of Rule 90, whereas if you look at how it's reflected here, that is in no way reflected, and we would like to request, and it's good that the chairperson is here, if he would have any objections that this particular vote is reflected as the ANC exercising its view in terms of Rule 90.
I've been advised that that in with the agreement of the chairperson, as it is in the minutes, that this particular report can be amended to express that view, because it's the minority view. So we can include it into this. We can amend this report in front of us.
Yes, Chair, but that will then be a decision of this committee, in the committee that I attended and chaired. Word abstain was used and read into the record, but as you've just explained, it can be changed here.
But it's in the minutes, isn't it?
Okay.
The proposal is that the report in front of us reflects the abstention,
and that is what was recorded in the meeting. Is that correct? Then I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Okay.
So it's not a committee thing.
Yeah. So it wouldn't be different from the committee. The committee itself.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So the proposal is that we amend this report as this committee to include abstention, the African National Congress abstain.
Yeah.
Chairperson, are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll add it. Okay. I'm just looking at the senior procedural officer, are we, and the manager, am I correct? Like the process that we are taking part.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I just want to make sure that I didn't miss anything, because I did follow the proceedings on the screen, but obviously as I walked here, I might have just missed something. Is this committee saying that it wants to amend the report of the specific standing committee that dealt with vote 9, or which report is now going to reflect this?
It will be in the report of this committee.
Or the budget committee.
Of the budget committee, that with reference to vote 9, the ANC's abstention would be recorded.
No, Chairperson, that's perfect. There's nothing wrong with that. That can be done. If I just may just quickly say something else, I think the reason also why sometimes when in committees when a minority party says that it abstains and they don't specifically ask for that to be recorded as a minority view, because it can be argued and it's difficult to say if you abstain, is it actually a minority view, or are you saying that I'm abstaining? So that's why it's usually recorded in the minutes, because it's not really necessarily a minority view. So I just wanted to leave that. That's why it sometimes afterwards, maybe some people have an expectation that it should have been there. That might not be exactly what was understood or said in a meeting like that.
Okay. Well, based on that guidance, we can again put it into our report. This report is under the budget committee as recommended by the committee. With that advice now received, will then be read into this committee's record as is, because that minority view was not requested to be expressed. Okay? So, in the interest of procedure, I'm tabling vote 9, environmental affairs and development planning, referred to as in accordance with Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports the vote. I now go to vote 10, transport and public works, that recommends that it supports the vote. and in terms of Standing Rule 19, that the ANC expressed its minority view that it noted the deliberations on the
into what was said by the main member of the African National Congress, because he recorded as such not supporting the vote.
Okay.
Thanks, Chair. I think the proposals which have been made to check the record are, I think, valid and justifiable, but I just think if we are being practical and pragmatic here, I mean, we're sitting with the chairperson of that committee, we're sitting with the two members who were there, and they are clearly articulating what their intention was, which is a right of a member to express. And I really want to appeal, I don't think this is a big issue. I think this is a case where the members have clarified that in terms of Section 90, they express their minority view against. So surely we can just compromise on that and amend the wording in the report that is tabled. I don't think we should make a big issue of that.
We can do the same as for both nine. We can add it to the report of this committee. All right. Just for the record again, I'm going to table vote 10, Task of Public Work. The committee recommends to support the vote, and in terms of Standing Rule 90, the African National Congress expresses my knowledge. on to vote 11. Chair, just be clear now, because sometimes it's very weird to get more. In your summary, you must just be clear as to what you're what I'm saying is, as per the previous vote, this committee has a report. Vote 9 and vote 10 will reflect the amendment as proposed by this committee.
Which is?
The ANC's minority view, not of
the ANC's abstention.
No, it's not abstention.
Listen, I'm still chairing this meeting. the environmental affairs one, the abstention as per the minutes will now be a minority view expressed in this committee. The same with the proposal by Honourable Mvimbi that although he expressed his view in the committee, will now state that the African National Congress, as per Standing Rule 90, does not support vote 10. Can we move on?
Viva Chairperson, viva.
We move on to vote 11, agriculture. The Standing Committee recommends that it supports the vote. I now table vote 12, economic development and tourism. And in terms of Standing Rule 188, the committee reports that it supports the vote. And in terms of Standing Rule 90, the African National Congress expresses minority views to reserve its view of the House. And now table vote 30. In terms of Rule 88, the committee reports that it supports the vote. And in terms of our table vote 14, local government, and in terms of Standing Rule 188, the committee reports that it supports the vote. So, once, yes, Chair?
Again, something similar to what my to what was raised by Honourable Tagmo before. You know, when it comes to this, we interacted with our member who is writing on this committee, which is Honourable Smith, Denver Smith, and her explanation, her report was actually something different. He said it did raise objection to the vote. So now again, the only thing that can actually solve the thing is if we go and listen to the thing, because we asked him a number of times, and he said no, he definitely did, and he was actually going to write to the chairperson of the committee to indicate local government. Local government. The chairperson of local government can also assist.
Honourable,
we'll go to the record.
Honourable, Dagmar?
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. I think in addition, there are two of our members who indicated that they have communicated with the Chair. The one was agriculture. That's what I'm just reporting. Whether the Chair has received it or not is another matter. Where they wrote to the Chair, whether by email, for agriculture, and then also for this one, vote 14, indicating to the Chair, as Member Mvimbi has indicated, that they were not in agreement with the way this report is tabled before us. So what I want to ask is, you as the Chair, obviously you're standing in, but you know that would, for me, if such a letter had been communicated, then the Chairs would have communicated with the Budget Committee. So I just want to establish whether those two chairpersons received such communication.
Thank you, Chair. I haven't seen any email or other notes in that regard yet. I still be in the cyberspace. But Chair, can I just, in terms of procedure, what normally happens is that a committee meets and it will then affirm the minutes of its previous meeting. This item that's been going around being raised here was never raised when this committee met earlier this week specifically to adopt the report and to adopt the minutes of that meeting. That is the place when a member, if he or she differs from the correctness of the minutes, you raise and say, please, I want to point out and Chair, will you please agree that this minute, these set of minutes are not an accurate reflection of what has happened in our previous meeting. But the minutes of that previous meeting was adopted without any concern raised. And to now afterwards come and say, but please, you know, the fact that the minutes were incorrect, that we didn't raise it when the minutes were circulated amongst us, and we also didn't raise it at the meeting, puts this committee now in a very difficult position, because this committee, as far as my understanding, cannot change the minutes of another meeting where this committee wasn't present. So please, Chair, I'm also asking of the Honourable Member who is now raising this to please advise his members that if they have an objection against the correctness of minutes, it should be raised there before the minutes are being adopted by that committee. Thank you.
Honourable Winger.
Thank you. I mean, I fully agree with what Honourable Funderby says and just said that there is an opportunity if there are some things that are incorrectly captured to do so. But also it's important to note that a particular party can express a different view in the committee, but in order for it to be reflected as a minority report, there has to be a specific request for it to appear as a minority report, which is what the feedback that we received from the seniors is, to emphasize that. And if that report wasn't specifically requested, then it stands to reason then that it might not appear in the report itself.
Honourable
Ms. Segal. Chair, I think I'm covered by a member, Honourable Stephen, but I think the procedural officer, Johan, mentioned it correctly, so because of I'm part of the agriculture and I'm part of local government. And the member that I mentioned, they just said that, no, I'm just abstaining. So they didn't put it in. The question was that it must be recorded person, of which they should have on the minutes said that. And there is a technicality that maybe we have to make sure that in future it gets recorded that way, and they need to know that they have to do that. But in moving forward, truly so is what they said that, you know, I'm not going to comment on that.
Okay, I'm not going to entertain a discussion any further on whether it happened or what didn't happen. Honourable Dagmore?
No, thank you, Chair. No, all my question was simply actually a question about whether the chairs had received emails or not. It seems that they haven't, so I'm not going to pursue this matter further. I think that it's been clarified.
Has it been, do you want to say something?
I concur with Honourable Dagmore that no such correspondence was directly received. And what the member did say was expressed during the House.
Thank you. Thank you, members. Members, we now have to move to either support or not support the bill. The votes have now been tabled. So, the report of the Budget Committee on the Western Cape Appropriation Bill B3 of 2020, dated 19 March 2020, as follows. The Budget Committee, having deliberated on the subject of the Western Cape Appropriation Bill B3 2020, referred to it in accordance with Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports or not supports the bill. Honourable Wenger.
So that we support the bill.
Honourable Philander.
Second the chair.
Honourable Mbembe.
The African National Congress expressed its minority view in terms of Rule 9, and we say not to support.
There we go. Well done. Okay, so now I'm going to, just for the record, read that the report of this committee will now read as follows. The Budget Committee Okay, members, can you just work with me, please? The Budget Committee, having deliberated on the subject of the Western Cape Appropriation Bill B3 of 2020, referred to it in accordance with Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports the vote, supports the bill. In terms of Standing Rule 90, the African National Congress expressed its minority view that it does not support the bill. Okay, thank you, all in agreement. I'm not going to hear this in the House.
No speeches in the House.
Okay. Okay, so now I just want to make it clear that in terms of the African National Congress minority view not to support the bill, vote 9 and 10 will now, that recommendation will reflect in the minutes of this meeting. It's no longer needed to reflect in the report because you're not supporting the bill in its entirety.
Yes.
Right. I'm now going to move on to item number 3 of the agenda, which is the consideration and adoption of the draft committee report on the Western Cape Additional Adjustment Appropriation Bill B2 of 2020. That is the first phase of the document.
Assurance
that
the
That's page 1. That's the first one on this vote. Okay. Now I'm going to read the draft report. The report on the standing of the Standing Committee on Human Settlements on vote 8, Human Settlements, in the schedule to the Western Cape Additional Adjustment Appropriation Bill B2 of 2020, dated 12 March 2020, as follows. The Standing Committee on Human Settlements, having deliberated on the subject of Vote 8 Human Settlements in the schedule to the Western Cape Additional Adjustment Appropriation Bill B2 of 2020, referred to the committee in accordance with Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports the vote.
They provide that in terms of online aid and that.
We're not there yet.
In advance.
In advance.
You're depositing in advance. In advance. What is that they say? In the opposition
members. Okay, so now I'm going to table the bill. There's only one vote, but it's in the bill. All right. The Budget Committee, having deliberated on the subject of the Western Cape Additional Adjustment Appropriation Bill B2 of 2020, referred to it in accordance with Standing Rule 188, reports that it either supports or not support the bill. Honourable Wenger. What's your minority view?
Rule 90, in terms of Rule 90, the ANC would like to express its minority view not to support.
So you're not supporting the bill?
Yes.
Alright. No. The Budget Committee, just for procedure, I'm going to read it into the record. The Budget Committee, having deliberated on the subject of the Western Cape Additional Adjustment Appropriation Bill B2 of 2020, referred to it in accordance with Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports the bill. In terms of Standing Rule 90, the African National Congress expressed its minority view that it does not support the bill.
Can I just, on a point of clarity, does that mean that certain members of the Western Cape Provincial Parliament wouldn't like us to have a higher budget for human settlements, therefore in order to roll out more houses to the poor?
Yes.
That's what it's meaning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that's a view, and I'm not going to entertain the view.
No.
You must allow an alternative view.
We must also be allowed, Karen. If it's going to be allowed, you must then allow all of us. You can't treat...
Okay, then, Honourable Dagmore, I notice you.
I defer to the alternate member of this committee.
Can you just defer on record?
I defer that comment to Honourable Member Nkondlo, because I'm just an ordinary member observing proceedings. Yeah, I'm not an
alternate member. You're an alternate member in
the
place of Member Smith. But every member of this parliament have a right to speak and raise and have a view.
But Member Nkondlo is a gazetted in the House of Commons.
ATCs, we don't get gazetted. Just for procedure.
It's published on the ATC.
And the ATC, that's an announcement.
And I'm not an ATC.
Honourable, that's an announcement. Honourable Nkondlo?
As an ATC, member of this committee, I wish to put it on the record that as an African National Congress having deliberated on the matter and expressed our views on issues we feel very important that have been excluded in this budget, we believe we continue to reserve our right as in Rule 90 not to support the budget.
The bill, you mean?
The bill.
Okay.
The bill.
All right. Thank you, members. I have now given each one an opportunity to express their views. Can we now move on to item number 4, the consideration of the draft committee minutes of the meeting on the 10th of March. Members, can I table page 1, Honourable Dagmore?
I would like to move to actually propose that you don't need to table different pages, but I'd like to move adoption for all three pages.
I'm going to table page 1 for any edits or amendments. Page 2, any edits or amendments? Page 3, any edits or amendments? If no edits or amendments, can I have a proposal for the adoption of these minutes? Can you just for the record put on your microphone and propose in record, on record? Thank you, Honourable Mvimbi proposes and Honourable Sananda on record. Thank you.
Chair, I would just like to ask the Minister to reflect that because I couldn't stay the whole meeting. I'm not able to either support the full minutes or not on consideration because actually I missed the last part of the meeting. So, but I'm happy to support Member Mvimbi and Philander's support of the minutes because they attended the whole meeting.
Thank you very much for that. Members, if there's no further resolutions and actions, if not,